But if we keep playing, keep getting the pucks to the net and just play our game, that we're going to turn this game around. And yeah, it worked well. It's a very, very special comeback today, and we're very proud.
Coach decided to put you back with Leon Draisaitl here recently on that line. A couple of goals tonight. You know, how do you feel about being back on that line? And maybe just tell us about your goals.
Obviously, it feels great, but we have such a good team. Everyone can play everywhere, you know, so it doesn't matter where you play. But obviously, I'm happy I'm back there. And yeah, the goals. We were actually talking with Leon and Jamo that we can step up our game a little bit. We have to be more confident, and I think we showed that today. We had a good game.
Jim Matheson, Post Media.
Dominic, you have had trouble scoring, but you've been getting chances. Were you getting frustrated?
Yeah, like obviously you get frustrated when you had a lot of chances and you don't bury them. But like I said, I know what I can do, and I know that I can be a good player. So I just stick to that and just try to play my game, be confident. And sometimes it works, sometimes not. That's how it is.
And when you get one goal early in a game, are you thinking, okay, tonight's my night? Because the shot you scored on late in the first period just kind of squeezed through them. Got the Oilers back in the hockey game 3-1.
Yeah, sometimes you need to just get the pucks to the net, you know. Sometimes I try to make too much passes, don't shoot the puck. So I did that today, and it worked out. So I'm very happy with that.
Tony Brar, Oilers TV.
Dominic, when you score one with just a minute and 17 seconds left in the first, one, how big of a goal is that for your group? And two, when you're in the locker room, what is being said amongst your teammates?
I mean, it's always good when you can score at the end of the period. You know, it gives you like energy. It just gives you the flow for the next period. And yeah, we said that in the locker room that it was a big goal and that we have to come out the same way how we ended the period. And yeah, I think overall it was a good performance by us today.
Much like your team, your goaltender, Mike Smith, didn't have the best start, letting in 3 goals on the opening 9 shots, but he bounced back. Can you talk about his ability to bounce back and provide fuel for tonight's win?
Oh, you can just see how experienced he is. You know, he had unbelievable saves there. He saved us the game a couple of times. And yeah, especially the one, I think it was second period when they got the breakaway on shorthanded. He made an unreal save there. And even at the end, he had great saves there. So you can just see that he's very experienced and he stays calm in every situation. And it's very important.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet.
Can you just describe Leon Draisaitl as a passer? He gave you a beautiful pass for your goal. The power play pass he made was fabulous. How good is he?
Yeah, it's not for fun that he's the best in the league, you know. He can make those plays. He's one of the best passers in the game, that's for sure. And I think he keeps showing that in the last years here. And yeah, obviously for my second goal, he made an unreal pass. And that's just, that's also like, I knew right away before the puck was there, if he gets the puck, he's going to find me. You know, that's what we talk about. That's how we know each other. And yeah, it helps.
What about, you know, all you guys that have played in the league for a while, you've been on teams that are losing and can't find a way to win. And now you're on a team that almost can't find a way to lose. Like, you guys just believe that no matter what the score is, you can still win the game. Tell me about the power of having that belief.
Yeah, of course. Like I said before, after the second period, we are down 3-1. And we knew like we're going to turn this around. You know, that's something special. That's I don't know how to explain it, but you just have the feeling here that it doesn't matter what the score is, that we can come back. And that's what we were talking about. Everyone was believing. And yeah, we got those players who can make the difference. So that's great.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.